Hi there. The word for you today is, your work matters to God. In Colossians 3:23, Paul writes, work as for the Lord. Dr. Adrian Rogers said, and I quote, God takes ordinary people and gives them power to do extraordinary things. Whether you put hubcaps on tires, key data, dig ditches, or wash dishes, work as for the Lord. Jesus' home was the cottage of a working man. Mending plows or mending souls, Jesus was doing God's work because people need houses and furniture. Knowing you're serving the Lord puts dignity in running a machine, greasing cars, carrying mail, painting houses, or just cutting grass. Tell God, I'm doing this for you. And I'll do it with all my might. That kind of attitude puts a spring in your step. You're a priest of God in full-time service. And if that doesn't ring your bell, your clapper's broken. As Lee Kearney says, no job's perfect. There'll always be things you aren't thrilled about. See the big picture. Find out where your company's heading and how you can fit in. Reach out. Ask what's important to your co-workers and how you can help them. You know, here's the truth. You can have almost anything you want if you help enough other people to get what they want. So remember the three C's. First, commitment. Workers who want to get ahead share a sense of commitment. They're fully engaged in their work. Number two, control. They're proactive. They don't sit around. They're not passive. And number three, challenge. They see stressors as opportunities for growth. Hey, don't wait for your ship to come in. Swim out to meet it. Management won't suddenly recognize your potential, pluck you from obscurity and rocket you to the top. Draft a plan. Then talk to your boss. A game plan shows you're open to professional growth. Keep learning. Talk to people in other departments. Take classes. And tackle projects outside your comfort zone. What's the word for you today? It's simply this. Your work matters to God.